I know one of our reps, her husband, is a chief fire department. And I said, so how does he like that? He's also a veterinarian of all things, two things at one time. And she said, oh, that's every guy's dream job. So congratulations. Wouldn't have been mine, but, you know, good. I'm not a guy, I guess. I have two awards today. And they're very different people. The first one is to Judy, who I believe all of you probably know. She comes in occasionally because she lives in New York State, of all things. And she and her husband are going, why do we do this? Remind me. She comes in and she's our customer champion, and she's also involved in the marketing department. So with our leaner marketing staff so far this year, Judy has been called upon to help out in many ways. Most notably, she was responsible for helping to shape the number of Sunlight conventions we will attend this season. They always want to look at those numbers and say, okay, is this a reasonable convention to go to? Are there enough moms there? A number of years, she made the very hard decision to not do her own home state's convention. Just weren't enough sales coming out of it. It wasn't a big enough event. And it's just one of those things we have to always be looking at it with an eye that says, is this a worthy endeavor? Because a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of energy. So kudos to her for doing that. She then created new contracts for all those representing us, including negotiating fees and commissions for each person in a way we had not done before. All of our SCCs are not employees. We don't want to pay state taxes in all of those states, right? We don't want to do that. So we've made them contractors, and we have to make sure we're handling them in a way that's very fair. We always want to do things that are appropriate and right, but it's one of those where it's really a win for them because they have a chance to earn a little extra cash, they have a chance to talk about a company that they love, but we want to make sure we do it as carefully as we can. So we had new contracts this year. After the negotiations were completed, she ensured that each convention location was reserved. Got to have a booth. If you're not there, if you don't have a booth, you'll show up with all your stuff and go, huh, what do we do now? And that all that was needed at each location was going to be in its place. Lots and lots of details, from everything from renting a place for all the moms to stay, making sure they have the food that they need, but more than that, all the resources that they need for every convention. This was a huge and challenging task that Judy tackled as she was handling advisor forum and other duties daily. She also monitors our forums, make sure there's no fires that come up, and always very, very gracious with how she responds to the different customers that are out there. Thank you, Judy, for handling this key element of our marketing strategy for 2016. And I'd shake her hand, but she's too far away. Thank you, Judy. And the second one is Milland. Talk about totally different departments. Milland is our go-to guy for many of the daily issues we all face with our computers and network. And I bet we have all stopped up to Millen's desk and said, please help me. He handles all trouble tickets courteously and promptly. He likely has helped everyone on staff at one time or another. I think for me, just seeing him on the phone with some of the people, the help desk people, well, now I know you can't do that, but what can you do to help me? I mean, talk about gracious and just very, very calm and doesn't get excited, and eventually they help him. It's amazing. Soft word. In particular, he sets up computers, networks, and credentials for several team members that work off-site. That would be people like Janelle and Amy. Tricky, because anytime somebody's not in the building, how do you even begin to fix their computer that's not working and those kinds of things? It's very tricky. He continually addresses any issues the owners have with their connection issues or systems. Now, that's mostly me. though, to be fair, it's also John. When Milland walked into our office at home, he said, wow, this is like Fort Knox, because John has a standing desk, and on the standing desk, he has four monitors like this. I mean, it looks very, very impressive. And when he was called upon to work with Guaranty Bank in a situation where they claimed we would need to call every day with our IP address, he resolved the matter without such calls being necessary. Thank you. I can't even imagine making calls every day to Guaranty Bank. Thank you, Milland, for always being ready to solve problems when we have trouble with our information systems and not making us feel badly when we do so. Appreciate what you do.
I'd also like to say that without her help, I can't be successful in this environment. It takes a team to actually pull off what we do in IT. So when I'm not here,
I'm backup. That's totally true.
I'm not here, as backup. So, you know, I need his knowledge, his wealth, and resources. It's always very very patient and very strategic in what he does, and I think that's very important to say because I'm not a one-man team.
It's good. It's really a good word, and thank you. And we'll do Kurt another day. I think I've done Kurt in the past. Don't bother. We'll give Kurt his own.
Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome. Thank you for what you do. Today's talk is called Unsung Heroes. Last month when I spoke, I mistakenly said we had, the accounting team had just finished the audit. That was not true. Thank goodness it wasn't an audit. It was a review. And those are very, very different things, and I want to kind of explain what that all includes. A review is something we choose to do as a company. We hire an outside team to come in, say, these are what your books include, this is all of our books. Look at them and see if you see places where we're weak. And we do that in case we ever have an audit. There's other reasons we do it as well. We do it early in the year. I think this was the earliest year we had ever done it. I think we did it the second week in January, which was because you have to compile all the data from the year before and make sure it's cleaned up and ready. So that was very daunting. I can remember Marla saying on Wednesday before they were coming in the next week, we're not going to be able to get this all done, because they sent a whole list of questions of what they wanted to have done, and that all had to be compiled and massaged and analyzed and correctly done. So that was very good of them to get that all done. A review offers a second set of eyes. They come in and they say, okay, just like we all kind of need at home too. Right at home, we write checks, you know, for bills that come in, and we receive cash, like from our income. Sunlight, of course, is a little more complicated than that. They do those things as well. But we get income from every one of our customers. Those are all postings that are done to the general ledger. Every bill that's paid is another posting to this big checkbooky kind of thing that's done. Beyond that, we cover inventory. That's all brought in and shipped out. We cover the shipping costs that are here. We pay the rent on the building, all the bills that come in. Our accounting company has all kinds of ledgers, and each of those is an account that's done on this big amount. And what happens in a review is they come in and they say, okay, where did this money come from? Well, that doesn't make any sense. Where did this go to? Because the government wants to know that we're not taking money from under the table. They want to know we're not getting drug money from anywhere, right? Money that would just magically show up. So you need to make sure that you're documenting that this came from here, this went here, and that is an enormous job. So a second set of eyes come in and they check. And as Marla said, the accounting firm basically has your checkbook in their hands. You want another set of eyes to come in and say, your money is being handled appropriately. Very, very helpful. It's also required if we ever want to borrow funds. Last year I mentioned that we didn't actually have to borrow from our line of credit, but it is required to even have a line of credit. The bank wants to know that you have solid financial practices, and a review can validate the different things that you're doing. And it's our choice. It's something we choose to do because we want to make sure we're handling our money appropriately, that we're accounting for each of those dollars that come in a way that makes sense and is reasonable. An audit is a government's choice. They come in and they do basically the same thing that a review does, but much deeper. A review is something that they say, well, we've looked at everything and we think it looks really, really well. An auditor comes in and they take every line item and they are looking for mistakes because they want to charge you for each of those mistakes. They want to charge you the penalties and any money that you have not appropriately paid taxes on. An audit is a big deal and you never want to wish it on even your worst enemy. Thankfully, we've never had to do that. But I think even if we had one, we could rightly say, we can stand before our auditor and say, we've done a very good job with our monies. So what it involves, it's a big deal. We had two staff people from our accounting firm, EKS&H, and they worked in the West Library Room, whatever that's called. They were here for a full week, and they had sent a whole list of things that they wanted us to make sure we reviewed before they came in. And all of what they do is then also reviewed by a manager and a partner in the company. So it's really a big deal when you can do a review. This was the one that kind of made me shake my head. This is from Marla. There were over 405,000 postings to the general ledger. Those all had to be accounted for. They had to be, this came from a customer, this went to a vendor, this was paid to such and so, this was an adjusting entry. All of those postings had to be evaluated and looked at, tested and reviewed for accuracy. Before the auditors came, sorry, reviewers came, not auditors, don't say the wrong word, Serena. The team prepared 88 different files. This was part of the thing that they did before they came. And when I talk about, you know, you've got your inventory, you've got your shipping, you've got supplies, you've got employee time, you've got profit sharing, all of those are different files. All of those are things that our team manages and makes sure that the money in them is correctly done. They had to be reconciled and documented. So if you're doing an adjusting entry, you have to be able to say, this is why we did this. We subtracted $100,000, not because we wanted to, but because it was something we needed to do because there was less, for example, less inventory in the back than we thought there was going to be. So if there's a variance in our inventory, they go back, they double check, they make sure that those numbers are right. And it's important because inventory is an item that we pay taxes on. It's an asset. It's something that has value. So we don't want to have too much inventory at the end of the year because you just pay more taxes on it then, right? And it's something that, and I remember when we were early on in business, we had to pay taxes, $1 million in taxes at the end of the year. And I thought, John, we didn't even see $1 million in sales. And it was because we had property, we had inventory, we had assets that the government said, those are worth money and you're going to pay taxes on those. So the accounting department is important in keeping us moving in the right direction, that we're spending money in the right way. There's times when we choose to have a high amount of inventory in back because it's maybe our title and we get a good price on it if we buy lots of it, and then we choose to do that because it's offset by the amount of taxes that will be paid on that. It's all part of what the finance department does, just always looking at the money, trying to figure out how to do this effectively and with the knowledge of the variances. So if something's off, there's less inventory that we thought. This is why we're subtracting this amount from our account, because we had less books. Somehow they disappeared. That happens, doesn't it? So then they send us a bound set of financial reviews for Inquisicor, and that's, I think it's the one I got was 18 pages, but that's done in a nice booklet, and it's done in accordance with GAAP, which is Generally Accepted Accounting Practices. Everybody can kind of come at their accounting way they want to do it. When we first started Sunlight, I used to do it on big green ledger sheets. That's my biggest experience with the accounting department. I would put in, we've got this much money in, and then we'd subtract out this much money. I did it all by hand back in those days. Thank goodness we weren't as big as we were there. You know, I probably wasn't following Generally Accepted Accounting Practices, but I did double entry, which is, anyway, neither here nor there. Our team chooses to do it in a way that is recognized as standards within the industry. The end of the financial review has 10 notes explaining some of our accounting practices. For example, one of the notes is we choose to use LIFO instead of FIFO. LIFO is last in, first out, as opposed to first in, first out. Okay, when inventory comes in, we value it at the money that it comes in. So say a book costs from the publisher, say it costs $1 when we first get it in. By the time we finally sell it, maybe it's gone up in price, maybe it's $1.50 that it costs us. In order to make sure we're covering all that appropriately, we choose to go with the last in, as I understand it. But that's an example of the statements that are in there. If you have a chance to read it, it's very clear. It's not written in lawyerese. It's I could understand it. I thought, well, that's pretty cool. So those are 10 notes at the end of it. The method of valuing inventory, comparison schedules of key events such as key assets, such as fixed assets and accounts receivable, include supplementary expenses for schedules of the warehouse, general and admin, and selling expenses. So it's just a listing of different, of how much came in, how much went out, but then it has notes at the end of it that are, again, very readable. Our fixed assets, how we depreciate them, how we make sure they're managed appropriately. So the review is a big deal, and it's something that we do, and kudos to the team for getting that done as effectively and as quickly as they did. It's something for our benefit. It's something we choose to do. But that's just part of what they do, okay? Marla gave me a list of some of the other things they did. They did all the new packages in Assist. For those of you who work in the warehouse, you might not know what that includes. But this year, we dropped a number of books, and we added a number of books, and partially my way of doing the notations on all of those. I do a spreadsheet, and then I have a list of all the titles that are in there. I chose to not list every title again. I just wrote down the titles that I was working with, the history read-alouds readers, which led to a lot of confusion for the team that was attempting to put the packages together. They're going, well, do you keep the Bible the way it is, or do you keep the... So I personally did not help the team in that arena. I made assumptions that I shouldn't have, but that meant the packages were tough to put together. We had people review them. First Rhonda did them, and then Amy looked over them, and then Marla's looking over them. It's been a big project. Then after they have to do all the pricing of the packages. Take each individual item, add them up, make sure they have the right discounts on them. Also a very big project. Nicole made the comment at one point, you know, we can get everything wrong in the catalog. We can have misquotes, we can have wrong articles, but if we get pricing wrong, wow, we are in such a mess. She's right. If we get a pricing wrong, we get a call from a customer every day. And we would prefer not to do that. So the pricing was a critical, critical piece. So after they did the packaging prices, then they had to check the catalog to make sure that was correct. So that was one of those huge projects that they've been working on. A small item that Marla's currently working on is unclaimed property review. I think probably most of us at one point in our lives have had a call or an email that says, you know, Denver has X number of millions of dollars of unclaimed property. Why don't you check and see if any of it's yours? You could be rich, right? We've all gotten those. Okay, if business has unclaimed property, that's different. Because the government wants a business to go in and find out if they have money in unclaimed property, take it off the books, and pay taxes on it. Okay, this is, who knew? Who knew that a business had responsibility in that way? I mean, come on people, pick up your checks, please. So she's been doing that review and audit at this point in time. A huge one that we continue to wrestle with is nexus issues in different states. And I've talked about that in the past as well. Because there's been a rise in online purchasing, states are seeing that all those sales that normally would have been in Sears and their grocery stores and are now going to big companies that don't happen to live in their states. And they want part of that revenue. Makes sense, I mean, but it doesn't make sense because a business that doesn't live in Florida or in Texas does not have taxation ability. I mean, you can't vote. You can't vote in those states. You're not using their roads. You're not using their schools. You're not using their airports. You're just selling product to the people that live in their states. So we chose, for example, this year to not go to the Florida convention. None of the Sunlight brands are going to go to the Florida convention, even though it's been an effective and a big convention for us. Because the nexus issues, just by setting foot in their states, Florida said, oh my goodness, you have a business in our state. And we just say, we just totally disagree, and we're just not even going to go there. But that's part of what our accounting company section seeks to work with. What's a reasonable risk? What's a reasonable way for us to move forward? We haven't gone to the Dakotas in a long time for the same reason. Dakota's less of a hit because it's not as big of a homeschool state, but it's one of those where it's a reality, and we need to be always evaluating the risk and the opportunities that we have. I mentioned this one earlier, sufficient inventory. We want to make sure we have enough inventory, but not too much. We want to make sure that's the right amount so that when people order, we can ship them without back orders. And this is just a touching of the surface of all the things that our accounting department does. When I go and talk with Marla, she's always got a list of the things she's working on. I think, blessings on you. Thank you for the things that you do. So if I haven't thanked you before, thank you, team, for the things that you do for our company. Appreciate it. Thanks so much. And I'll try to answer any questions, but actually what I'll do is I'll send you to the team. If you have any questions, I'll try to answer them. Thanks. Thanks, Lenny.
Thank you, Sarita. So matters prepared today, and we can remember Wayne, Marla, and Jennifer.
They're all sick.
Wayne is sick today, and Jennifer is continuing with her illness, and Marla as well. She's kind of sick.
Oh, thank you. Good idea. Good idea.
Anybody else have any prayer requests?
In particular,